Oasis Audio presents The Mystery of the Stolen Snowboard by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Tim Gregory. Chapter 1. Hidden Hills.
Turn here. Henry Alden checked the map. We need to take a left on Evergreen Road.
Well, there's no sign, Grandfather Alden said.
Are you certain?
Henry had been directing them through the rugged mountains for the past hour. The GPS didn't work because they had no phone service.
I think that big tree marks the street,
Henry told Grandfather.
An evergreen pine.
Jessie pushed her long brown hair and pointed at the tree, its thick branches dripping with heavy snow.
That makes sense. I wish there was a real street sign,
6-year-old Benny said from the back seat.
I don't want to get lost.
He shivered.
How much longer?
A loud grumbling sound came from his tummy. Jessie was 12, 6 years older than Benny. She held his hand to make him feel better.
We'll be there soon,
she told him.
Don't worry. I'm not worried,
Benny said.
I'm hungry.
He stared out the window at the lightly falling snow and frowned.
You're always hungry,
Jessie said with a laugh. She handed him a small bag filled with raisins. While Benny snacked, Henry reviewed the map again.
I'm positive this is the correct way.
They made another turn at a large rock. Clayton warned me that it was hard to find the town.
Hidden Hills sure is hidden.
Violet looked up from her